Welcome to another edition of Revealing the Diamond. I'm your host, Tiago Prem. It's been a moment since we've heard this sound, but I'm ready to start sharing some of the talks from the LED classes with y'all here on this podcast platform. So thanks for tuning in. If you haven't checked us out already, you can go to lodashtanga.com, Life or Death Ashtanga Yoga. We've got classes in person these days in Vancouver at Casa Kopal, and I teach online worldwide. And this is a great source to get all of the wisdom teachings that I share. You can also check us out on YouTube. We're working there. So if you're a longtime subscriber and you haven't tuned in for a while, I'm back on the podcast tip. So tune in. And if you're new and you haven't listened here before, I'm going to start posting all of the conferences and Dharma talks, wisdom sharing here. So you can listen to us on Spotify and YouTube. And today is about maybe like a 6 minute episode. It's from the end of class on the 26th of April. So check that out. And I'll start posting here more consistently. And stay tuned for more episodes. Thanks for the nudge, all of you who said, hey, put this back on the podcast platform. I appreciate you. Lots of love. All right, let's get into this. So often in the yoga tradition, when someone has been on the path for a long time, they've made great strides to be of service, they're given the word Ananda at the end of their name, like Yogananda, Paramahansa Yogananda. It's like a term of reverence or something. And I saw some documents when I was in New York assisting one of my teachers, Dharma, and it says his name, Dharmananda. And I said, why don't you use that title? I was younger and asking a million questions all the time. I'm still asking lots of questions, but I was asking more then. And he said he doesn't like anybody to know that someone has referred to him in that way, like parade around how experienced he is. And I quite like that. And then he said, you'd be amazed at the amount of people who come through the center here, often from India, with the name Ananda at the end of their name. And he said, when I asked them, like, why do you have this title? He said, most of them will say, because they can sit in Padmasana. It's ridiculous. That's what he said. And he said, that title doesn't come from outside of you. You initiate yourself. And he said, I was given this name, but I don't feel it fits. You know. And I heard the same thing from Iyengar. He said, I'm a senior student and a junior teacher. So it's important to remember while you're doing this, not to get attached to like being the best. You know, like even doing the asanas, there'll be some time in your life where you're not able to practice maybe the way you want. Like my Ashtanga yoga teacher, she's been 48 years of practice. When she was early on in her time practicing, she had a spinal cord injury. She got hit by a drunk driver. And there was a time where she had to lay in a hospital bed for almost a year. And she had a lot of emotions around that. Suicidal ideations, rage, you know, all of the things that, like depression, that would come along with like this thing that she loved, it felt like had been taken from her, you know, doing Ashtanga Yoga. And then she realized one day like, oh, I can still practice. I'll do it in the bed. And I know how it feels in my body, so I'll set my alarm at the same time as I always would for my sadhana. And then she would move through her practice mentally doing the breathing. And she started to heal. You know, you could say, oh, maybe it's from something else. Who knows? Nobody can say. But her mental state changed when she gave up the story of, like, I can't do that because of my conditions. She did it in a way that she's able. That's why when people say, like, oh, the postures shouldn't be modified or customized in the sequence, that kind of mentality is ridiculous. Because I look at my teachers, they've had to modify and customize for their conditions, and because of that, experienced great healing and passed it on. It's usually inexperienced people giving that advice. So you don't have to be the best. Your practice doesn't always have to feel perfect. Sometimes it can be difficult. Sometimes you need to modify and customize. Sometimes you don't feel like doing it, yada, yada, yada. The main thing I would recommend is you find some people who will keep you accountable, like a community. You help each other. You know, how are you doing? Not too great. Why? What's up? You know, that kind of thing. I'm not finding it difficult to practice. That will help with accountability. And then responsibility, that's for you. You have to take responsibility for your practice. Are you showing up as your best according to your conditions? Nobody knows that except for you. Not me, you know, not the way your practice looks. Only you know that. So you take responsibility, and then you can share how you can be supported to the people who show up for accountability.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Revealing the Diamond, brought to you by the Life or Death Ashtanga Yoga Club. Come practice with us. You can find us in person in Vancouver at Casa Kopal Yoga, and you can practice with us online from anywhere in the world. All you have to do is go to lodashtanga.com. Peace.